McDonald's faces a new racial discrimination lawsuit. 52 black former franchisees accuse the company of pushing them into less profitable locations and treating them unfairly in internal reviews. The news comes after the fast food giant pledged to recruit more diverse franchisees, even as the number of black operators has declined. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, and he joins us now. And Robin, the plaintiffs argue that McDonald's didn't give them the same opportunities that other franchisees got. How so?
Yeah, by the allegation is that McDonald's corporate steered black franchisees toward poorer performing stores in more challenged neighborhoods, which, I mean, if you put income aside, they're already more costly to operate in these lower income neighborhoods because of their higher security expenses and insurance expenses. So the plaintiffs are pegging the kind of the opportunity cost, the missed opportunity, at about $4 to $5 million per location on average. So it's not just a rounding error.
Interesting. The National Black McDonald's Operators Association keeps track of the number of black franchisees, and their data shows that it's declined over time. How has the company responded to these allegations?
Look, McDonald's is enormous. They're north of 14,000 stores in the U.S., and it's really had to, over the past decade, right-size its relationship with franchisees. I remember some were very upset when it did the whole breakfast all day thing. It's pretty much a love-hate relationship between the mothership in Illinois and the thousands and thousands of franchisees across the country. So the corporation here, I mean, they're insisting that the total number of owners declined because of franchisee attrition and consolidation, but that black owners is a fraction of about 2,000 U.S. restaurant owners, that's largely unchanged.
There's also something else. So McDonald's had a black CEO from 2012 to 2015, but black leaders have left since then. Two black executives even sued the company this year for racial discrimination. What did they allege?
That there's systemic discrimination, a culture of discrimination. I mean, even as McDonald's has its first black CEO, as you mentioned, from 2012 to 2015, other execs are alleging a purge of executives of color, a hostile work environment. You can passively aggressively push people out by unfairly grading their locations and marking down their franchise value. So the complaint is pointing out that the number of McDonald's black operators actually hit a high of 377 back in 1998. Now you have about half that.
Do you think McDonald's franchise model, the model itself, makes it harder to get ahead in the company overall?
I think, Marge, if you step from this, this is a brutal time for the restaurant industry overall. And in a corporation, in a conglomerate as sweeping and as large as McDonald's, the chances are going to favor franchisees that are already well capitalized, that already have locations that can bump out, for example, drive-through capacity, that could pivot to Uber Eats and other aspects in a time of disruption for the industry. So those, I think the plaintiffs in this case that are alleging they've already had their hands tied behind one hand tied behind their back, it's just harder to innovate. It's harder to move up. It's harder to make a dent as a mega franchisee who then is looked at as somebody who might be promoted within the ranks to become a C-level executive. I think there's a lot of validity to that.
That is Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, talking about a new discrimination lawsuit against McDonald's from 52 black former franchisees.